We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Birchos HaPeiros, Halacha Hei, in middle of paragraph Yud Aleph. Rav Nosson Zal says, Al Kein Zeh HaTzadik Hanal, Hisig Duloso Yisbora Kol Kach, the Tzadik that we're referring to here, this greatest Tzadik, he has reached an understanding of Hashem on such a high level, Sheigdulas Chazdoi V'tuvoi, meaning an appreciation for Hashem's chesed and goodness, his kindness and goodness, which gives him the ability to shine the truth into the lowest of levels, to inspire them and to encourage them, to let them know that there's still hope for them, despite everything they've been through. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, look over there where there's further discussion on this topic. Nimtzo she'ikra tikkun hu al yidei horas hanukuda al yoyne b'tikkuna tachtoino. So therefore the main tikkun is when the upper nekuda is shining into the lower nekuda. She'ze'yev she'liskois kim al yidei shvichas domim u'bizyoinois. And it's impossible for that to take place without going through embarrassment and insults. Therefore, a person who wants to come close to the tzaddik has to be prepared to suffer a lot of shame and embarrassment. Because no matter what level he's on, he's obviously obligated to do tshuva. So that he could be worthy, qualified to receive from the nekuda elyona. Which it's impossible really to receive from the Nekuda Elyona without these Shvichas Domim and Bizyonis. Because either way, if the person has already done a true tshuva, in order for him to ascend, to go up, he's got to keep doing tshuva on his previous tshuva. And if he hasn't started doing tshuva, even though if it feels to him as if he's on a downward trip, he's spiraling down, then for sure he needs to know he has to experience these bizyonos, a lot of bizyonos. Since there's Yetzirah, which is referred to as the blood in the left side of the heart, is still so powerful. Because even this person, he definitely has, there's definitely hope for them to return to Hashem. And therefore the person must be prepared to weather a lot of embarrassment and insults. And the person has to be able to accept it and handle it properly. And this is the main tikkun for that person.
And
just as a result of the fact that he's going through these insults, because of the fact that he wants to hold on to the tzadik u'emes, that alone should make the person realize that there definitely is still hope for him. He's definitely going to have a good ending because of the fact that he still believes in the tzaddik, shu betachlis nekuda al yoyna, who is the highest level of nekuda al yoyna. V'heim misnagdem olo v'roitzim l'archikoy mimenu, and those who are opposing him and trying to make him be distant from the tzaddik, they insult him, and they spill his blood because of this, in terms of embarrassing him. It means that this person is going through insults and embarrassment in order to hold on to that tzaddik who is the Nekuda Elyona. And that's the person's main tikkun. Because the main ability for the Nekuda Elyona to shine into the Nekuda Tachtoina is dependent on that intermediary, that in-between, which is the Rakia, which is the Shvichas Domem and Bezioinois. Ki b'chinas ha-Nekud El-Yoino yichayla l'sakno ilo ilo b'chol mokim shukanal. Because the Nekud El-Yoino has the ability to correct this person and to fix him wherever he's at, wherever he is. However, it's impossible for the person to receive without doing a true tshuva, which is dependent on these shvichas domim. And because of the fact, as since the person is receiving embarrassment for this, that confirms to him that it isn't all over for him. He's not lost. Because the Tzadik Emes, who is this upper Nekuda, is still holding on to him and shining into him, even though he's as low as he is, since he's experiencing these insults and embarrassments to come close to the tzaddik, and that's the main thing that allows this flow to take place from nekuda elyona to nekuda tachtoina, shaydeze nase odom, through which the person becomes an odom, sheze ikra tikun v'kanal, and that's the main tikun. V'kal lohoven lemi sheboki batoran al heitev umeisim libo elames lamitoy. Rav Nosnell says, anyone who knows the chapter in Likutei Moran that we're discussing here well, chapter 6 in the first half of Likutei Moran, and tries to understand this properly, will be able to understand it easily. Paragraph Yud Beis. V'ze b'chinas im novalto b'hisnase v'im zamoy soyad lepeh. This is a pasuk in Mishlei, chapter 30. V'dorsh razal, the Gemara darshins on this pasuk, Mi shemenabe lesatzmo al divrei Torah, that a person who is prepared to be menabel himself, to lower himself, and to have himself treated like nevela, to have himself treated like a carcass for the sake of Torah, zoiche lehisnase, that person will be lifted up, elevated. Hainu, mi shemenabe lesatzmo al divrei Torah, v'soivel bizyoinos ushvichas domen bilsvilzeh, a person who's prepared to endure shame and embarrassment and insults, to be zoche to receive Torah, zoche lehisnase daika, that person will be elevated. Hainu lebechinas oras nekuda elyona, he'll be elevated where? He'll be lifted up to be able to receive from the nekuda elyona. Shehu rom v'niso v'govoya moid. That nekuda elyona is something that's very high, it's very exalted. V'zehu v'im zamoy soyad l'peh. U'kamoy shapirish Rashi shom, Rashi says over there, shetzrichen lishtoik l'macharfoy. This refers to a person putting his hand over his mouth to close his mouth, to block himself from blasting back when he would want to. Ayin shom, look over there in Rashi in Mishlei. Hainu kanal, this ties in perfectly to what we were talking about. Because this is the ultimate tshuva. The ultimate tshuva is when a person's prepared to be insulted and embarrassed and not answer back. Vizehu, and this is why the pasuk continues over there. Ki mitz cholov yoytzi chemo, umitz af yoytzi dam, umitz apayim yoytzi riv. The liquid of milk will give forth butter, and the liquid that comes from the nose gives forth blood, and the liquid of the nostrils gives forth riv, machloikis. Umitz apayim yoytzi riv. V'dorsh razal b'perek horoya, and the Gemara in Perek horoya at the end of Brochus learns from this. B'mi atomoytzi chemo shel Torah, if a person is searching for the choicest, the cream of the Torah, chemo means butter or cream in this case, like, by a person who spits up the milk that they nursed from their mother over it. Umitz af yoytzi dam, and from their nostril comes forth blood. And the Gemara says over there, kol talmid shekoye solov rabbi v'shoisek, any student whose rabbi gets angry at him and reprimands him, and the student accepts it respectfully in silence, that person will be zeicher to the greatest success in Torah. V'lechoyra tamua, Rav Nosson Zal says, there seems to be a question here. Ma haloshin chemo shel Torah she'ino nimtzas kiyin b'mi shemeki cholov she'onok mishdeim ha'alzeh? What is this expression, the cream of Torah, which a person could only be zeichet to if he spits up the milk that he nursed from his mother? Rav Nosson Zal says, Achal pi anal mavur inyan heitev. However, based on what we've learned here, you could understand this very well. Ki tikun ha-tshuva zebechinas dam nekar v'nase cholov. Because the tikun of tshuva is when blood changes into milk. Ki kol hachatoim sheboim alidei kol ha-taivois kulam boim me'achira sadamim. Because all sins that a person commits through their bad desires, they all come through a spoilage in the blood. The blood is spoiled, it's messed up. V'ikra tikun alidei ha-tshuva shebo alidei shvichas damim. And the main tikun, therefore, is through tshuva, which is dependent on shvichas damim, a person being willing to endure embarrassment. Shaydeze machnia hadamim haroim umizake chosim bebechinas dam nekar v'nasa cholov. That's how a person subdues the bad blood inside of him and purifies it to make it in this concept of dam nekar v'nasa cholov, of blood being converted to milk. Sheze hatikun nasa bememtes himi asfira shem bechinas memtes shari tshuva. This tikun takes place during the 49 days of the Omer, which correspond to the 49 gates of tshuva. Because it's during that period that Klal Yisrael purify themselves from the filth that came to them through the spoiled blood. Till finally, at the conclusion, when we finish the 49 days, then we're zeicher that the blood is converted to milk. That's the concept of the holiday of Shavuos. As is written about the Talmidei Chachamim, Einayich, your eyes, referring to the eyes of the Jewish people, Shehem HaTalmidei Chachamim, which are the rabbis, Kiyoinim, are like doves, Alafike Moim, where the water comes forth, Rechatzois Becholov, bathed in milk. Ukamashapirish Rashi Shom, as Rashi explains over there, Nimtzo shetshuva hu bebechinas dam nekar v'nasa cholov. So therefore, the symbol of tshuva is milk being, blood being converted to milk. What kind of blood? Spoiled blood. Dam emakurim, dam nekar v'nasa cholov. Hainu shetzrichen lasu is tshuva shleim ola harbis betshuva kol kachat sheizke sheizdak chudom of kol kach sheyu bechinas cholov mamish. A person has to do tshuva to such an extent where he purifies his blood so much to the point where the blood gets converted to milk. This means where the person purifies himself to such an extent where he is as pure from sin as a nursing baby. As is written about Shol HaMelech. The Pasuk says, Ben Shono Shol B'molchoi. Shol HaMelech was 1 year old when he ruled. V'dorsh Razal, the Gemara learns out, Keben Shana. It means he was like a 1 year old, b'loy chet, with pure from sin. Aval atzadik hagodol kol zehu etzloi b'chinas tshuva rishona. Now, when we're talking about the great, great tzadik, to him this is all stage one. This is all step one of his tshuva process. This is tshuva rishona. V'achakach adayin hu yiseh tshuva al tshuva. After the tzaddik reaches this level, then he does a second tshuva. Ad shemeki gam hacholov she'enik mishdei imo yala Torah, to the point where he throws up, he spits up the milk that he nurses from his mother over the Torah. Vo'o zoiche lechemo shel Torah. And then he zoiche to replace that with the cream of the Torah. Hainu, Rav Nosson Zal explains, kemoi shebegashmius, Yesh cholov shenasis mi birur hadamim shenesapcho lecholov alidei aleida. Just as in the physical world, there's milk that's generated from a purification or refinement of the blood, which gets converted to milk when a woman gives birth, at the time of birth. V'yachakach moitzien me'acholov etzem shamninusoi. And then, once you have that milk, we extract the richest part of the milk, Shehu hachemo, which is the cream-like. Shehi bechinas biror achar biror, which is like a second level of refinement. The first level of refinement is when blood gets converted to milk. The second level of refinement is when a certain portion of that milk gets converted to cream. Kemoikein hatzadik afal pishezuch elazakech kol domov atchenasim bechinas cholov mamish. So too the tzaddik, who is zeche to purify his blood so much, to the point where his blood gets converted to milk, sheze bechinas tshuva shleima, which symbolizes a complete cycle of tshuva, ve'oz zeche lidias haTorah, and then he's zeche to an understanding in Torah, bebechinas einayich keyoinim alafikei moyim roichatzos becholov. Your eyes are like the doves who bathe in the waters. They bathe in milk. However, the tzaddik is not satisfied with that level of purification. He wants to do tshuva on top of that tshuva. To the point where he spits up the milk that he nursed from his mother. And then he's zeche to this cream, which represents a refinement of the milk itself, whereby the milk is undergoing refinement on top of refinement. Shehu bechinas chemo shel Torah, through which the tzaddik is zeche to this cream of the Torah. Hainu hasoga sisrei Torah, which is the symbolism referring to an understanding of secrets of Torah. Shehem rav tuv hatsofun vegonuz bepashti haTorah. This refers to that hidden portion, the secrets of Torah that are hidden within the simple, you know, presentation of the Torah. V'zeo b'chinas ma shenemar b'chizkiyo, shu b'chinas Moshiach, shenemar olov, ki yoloid yulad lonu. And this is why it says about Chizkiyo HaMelech, who was supposed to be Moshiach. The Gemara says Hashem wanted to make him Moshiach. He had done so much good for the Jewish people. And by him it says, ki yoloid yulad lonu, Chemo udvash yoichel. He eats cream and honey. So it says by Chizkiyo HaMelech that chemo udvash yoichel. He eats this cream and honey. Chemo daiko. Look at the word that it uses about him. He eats this cream. Vezebechinas vohoyo meroiv asois cholov yase chemo. That from generating so much milk, it'll be converted into cream. Hainu sheyizke lebechinas chemo shel Torah. He'll be zeche to the cream of the Torah. Ki mikro ze nemar shom b'shevach doiroi shel Chizkiyo. Because this pasuk is speaking about the praise of the outstanding generation of Jews during the time of King Chizkiyo, who was a descendant of King David. Shehoyu misyagen atzmon al Torah harbe. They spent a tremendous amount of time and effort studying Torah. As the Gemara says, Umuva bepirush Rashi Shem, and Rashi explains over there that during his time you were able to test any man, woman, or child from one end of Eretz Yisrael to the other, and they knew the entire Gemara, you know, in a spectacular way. And this is why right next to that, the pasuk says, "Umitzaf yoitzi dam," etc. Dorsh Razal kol Talmid shekoyisol of Rabbi Pam Rishoyna Ushnia, and the Gemara says over there that this refers to a student whose rabbi gets angry at him once and a second time and a third. The rabbi keeps blasting him, and he keeps coming back for more. He doesn't run away; he accepts it, you know, willingly, the right way, in a positive way. This means a student who's prepared to undergo a tremendous amount of insults and anger, the wrath of all kinds of people, trying to tear him away from his rabbi, from the tzaddik emes. Kigam kol habizyoinus ushvichas domim shesoivlem meacherim machmasheroitzel iskarev l'rabbi. Zeo gam kein bichlal kas rabbi, because all the insults and bullets and grenades and cannon fire that a student receives from all kinds of people around him, his parents, his mother-in-law, his wife, his children, his everybody around him, who's blasting at him from all sides, that's also referred to as his rabbi's wrath. In other words, the wrath that he's receiving from others because of his desire to come close to his rabbi, that can also be referred to as his rabbi's wrath. Me'achar shezeh nimshach b'shvil shemiskarev l'rabbi,
since it's coming at him because of his desire to come close to his rabbi.
Vaydezeh zoyche lezakeh domov,
and this is what helps him purify his blood.
When we use the term before bad blood, we're referring to the fact that every time a Jew commits a sin, that spoils the blood inside of him.
Because the blood is the life inside of a person.
We say, ki hadam hu hanefesh.
So the more sins a person commits, the more his blood becomes spoiled.
That's the expression that's used.
And the more a person does tshuva, he's purifying his blood.
He's purifying it and and elevating it into a state of whiteness.
We always refer to red as sins.
There's a pasuk that we say many times on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur.
Im yadimu katoila,
if the Jews will be red with sins like a red worm,
kashele galbinu,
Hashem says, I'll whiten them like snow. I'll make them white like snow.
So the redness, the bloodiness in this respect, refers to sin, taivas rois, midos rois.
That's this bad blood,
which through the process of tshuva, a person is purifying and purifying and elevating it to get to milk, and then purifying the milk to get to cream.
And
through that he zoicha to purify his blood,
as the pasuk says, umitzaf,
that this kas yoytzi dam, it purifies the blood.
Ki ikar birur hadam im alidei shesoyvel kasim ubezionos ushvichas damim.
Because the greatest purification and refinement of the blood to cleanse it from all the taivas rois and midos rois is by the person being able to weather kas and bizyonos and shvichas damim and be silent, not want to hit back, not want to strike back, but to accept it as something that I know I deserve. I deserve this and it's for my benefit. It's a cleansing process for me.
Paragraph Yud Gimel. Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh shomru shom umitzaf yoytzi dam, shezoich al yidei sheshoyseik lahavchin bein dam ledam." The Gemara says over there that by a person being silent when they're being embarrassed, they're zoicha to be able to differentiate between one type of blood and another type of blood. Umitzaf yoytzi riv. The Gemara says there, shezoich al yidei ashsiko. That the person is zoche by being silent when he's supposed to be able to differentiate between money matters and life and death matters. Rav Nosson Zal explains now.
This is the most important type of tshuva. When a person is zeicha to control themselves to the extent where they can weather being embarrassed and going through difficult moments in order to come close to their rabbi. Vaydezeh zeicha liyos boki ba'alocha. And by doing that, the person is zeicha to become a boki ba'alocha, knowing how to go up and how to go down, how to rise and how to fall properly. And that's how he affects the generation of the Aleph, which symbolizes the upper Nakuda, the lower Nakuda, and the Vav that connects them. Because the entire chapter 6 in the first half of Likut Imran that we're referring to here is all tied into the letter Aleph, as is mentioned towards the end of the chapter there. These are Rabbeinu Zal's words there, and I quote, "Uklal kol hoinyan kolul betunas aleph v'chulu ayin sham." That everything we've spoken about here is surrounding the topic of the letter aleph ayin sham. Look over there. Ki ze ikar bechinas habekias bedarchi Hashem uvetoyrosoi liskois liskarav elov yisporach becholeis mikol makom shu kol yimei chayav. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, this is the most important understanding in Yiddishkeit. What is it? For a person to be zeicha to understand how when it comes to serving Hashem and when it comes to success in Torah, to be able to come close to Hashem at all times, from all places, from wherever the person is holding. Shehu kol yemei chayav, which means throughout his life. Bechinas boki ba'alocha hanal. This is the boki ba'alocha that's referred to in the chapter on the Likutei Moran. Ki zeh habekiyus omoik v'niflo mo'oid mo'oid. Because Rav Nosson Zal says this understanding is something that's very, very deep. For a person to be on that level, where there's no such thing as a circumstance from which he can't connect to Hashem. There's no such thing as a time or a place where he feels out of place or out of time with Hashem. Anytime, day, night, fast day, holiday, wedding celebration, morning, funeral, any place the person's at and any time and any type of event, he's always connecting to Hashem. Shal zeh ne'emar, about this the pasuk says, ki polei mimcha dovor lamishpot bein dom ledom bein din ledin ubein nega lo nega divrei rivois b'shorecha. Rav Nosson Zal quotes this pasuk in Chumash Dvorim, and now he's going to explain it. Yipolei daiko. Look at the word that's used, yipolei, that this is something wondrous. The word yipolei means wondrous, and the word yipolei is also the letters aleph, aleph lamed pei, that you have there. Bechinas hasogas ha'aleph hanal. This means for a person to achieve an understanding of the aleph, which represents the aliyah, the yerida, and the in-between, the Rebbe, the Talmud, and the connection. Shehu oisiois pele, kiodua. It's brought in Sifrei Kabbalah that the word, the letter Aleph, is the same letters as the word Pele, wondrous. Shekol zman shein zoichen lahashlem b'chinas o'alef hanal shebchinas odom lo sheves alakisei azai ein zoichen lahalocha brura. So long as a person has not yet been zoichen to complete the Aleph, which means that he's established himself as being that Odom that's qualified to sit on the throne, or Kaviyochel, he is Zoyche, to establish Hashem on his throne. As long as a person has not been Zoyche to that yet, that person has not yet been Zoyche to Halocha Brura. Ve'oz ne'elam v'nifla mimenu Halocha. And that person is in the dark, in a sense, about the clarity, complete clarity of Halocha. Bechinas ki poli mimcha dovor lamishpat, as the pasuk says there, that the mishpat will be pele from you, the mishpat will be wondrous to you, meaning it'll be above you. Vatikun, what's the solution for this? Vikamtov yoliso el amokim, you will go up to the place. Shehu habeis hamikdash sheberetz Yisrael, this is referring to the beis hamikdash. Sheshom ikra tikun bechinas alafanal. That's the place, the ultimate place in the world where this Aleph is being established. As is mentioned at the end of chapter 6 in the first half of the Likutei Moran. Shezeo b'chinas sholosh mitzvoy shenitzavu b'knisos in Eretz Yisrael. As Rabbeinu Zal makes mention over there, the fact that when the Jews came into Eretz Yisrael, Hashem gave them 3 mitzvahs at a time. It's explained over there. One of the mitzvahs was to establish a Beis Hamikdash. Sheha Beis Hamikdash ubechinas nekudu elyono sheboy kol hakol. The Beis Hamikdash represents the upper part of the Aleph, the nekudu elyono, which is kolel everything. Ki hatachtoin nichlal belyon, because the lower nekuda is part of the upper nekuda. The alkein. Iker shleimus tikanat shuva dainu lechaper lesakin kolo avoinois ubebeis hamikdash. And therefore, the main, the ultimate location in the world from which where tshuva can be most successful, meaning where it's possible to atone for and to correct all sins, is the Beis Hamikdash. That's where we bring all the assorted different sacrifices to atone for all our sins. And this is why also the Beis Hamikdash is the site from which the highest level of clarity in Torah, halocha lemaisa, psak halocha, comes forth. Kishom hoyu yoshvim ha-Sanhedrin gedoyla, because that's where the highest body of the Supreme Court of Klal Yisrael sat. Umevararin kol ha-halochis, and they're the ones who bring clarity to all complex issues in Yiddishkeit. V'yalkein mi shenel amimenu haderach lavodes Hashem, and therefore a Jew who finds himself in a predicament where he feels he needs clarity in how to serve Hashem, how to close Hashem, in how to come close to Hashem, b'chinas ki pole mimcho dovar lamishpot bein dom ledom, etc., etc., as the Pasuk alludes to when it says you'll have a shaila, you'll have a question in terms of how to differentiate between one type of blood, another type of blood, one type of machlokes, another type of machlokes, tzorich la'alos le'beis hamikdash. The person is instructed to go up to the Beis Hamikdash. Sheshom yoishvim hakoyhanim vazkenim shem klal hatzadiki emes shem b'chinas moishe b'chinas negud elyoino shemeir b'chol hanekudas hatachtonos sheboilam. That's where the koyhanim and the elders of Klal Yisrael, who symbolize the tzadik emes, who is b'chinas moishe, who is the upper nekuda, the aleph, which shines into all the nekudas hatachtonos of the entire world, that's where they were. And that's from where they gave forth advice and the knowledge that's needed to be able to serve Hashem all over the world, wherever the Jews find themselves. And a Jew who needs this advice has to go up to the Beis Hamikdash and receive it from the Sanhedrin there, from the Zekanim, from the Kohanim. As the Torah says in another pasuk, Al pi haTorah asher yerucha, based on the Torah that they will teach you, you'll know exactly what to do. Viato, and nowadays, bavoinoseinu, as a result of all of our sins, shechorav Beis Hamikdash, where we're not privileged to have the Beis Hamikdash with us, unfortunately. Iker hatikun al idei atzadiki emes, shem b'chinas Moshe, shehu b'chinas habeis hamikdash, b'chinas nekud al yoyna. Our main tikun depends on the tzadikim of today, who are the concept of Moshe Rabbeinu. They are the beis hamikdash, they are the nekud al yoyna. Ki kol mi sheyesh bo ideo kilu nivne beis hamikdash b'yomo, because the Gemara makes a statement. The Gemara says in Brachos that the word mikdash is written in a pasuk between two names of Hashem. It says, "Mochin l'shivtecha po'alto Hashem, mikdash Hashem koinenu yadecha." So the word mikdash is between two Hashems, and the word das is written between two names of Hashem. There's a pasuk, "Ki kel deyos Hashem." You have kel on one side and yud kei vav kei on the other side. So the Gemara says, from this we learn out that whoever is zeiche to real shleimus hadas, that person is Bechinas Beis Hamikdash. It's as if the Beis Hamikdash were built during that person's time. So that today that we don't have the physical Beis Hamikdash, the Tzadikim Hamitiyim, who are the true Bnei Deya, they are the Beis Hamikdash for the today. They are the Nekud El Yoyna. Avol Tzrichin Yegiyo Gedoylo V'lizboil B'zyoyno Yisu Shvichas Domim Harbe K'sheroitzim L'skar Avlohem. However, a person needs to know that it takes tremendous struggle, and a person has to be prepared to undergo a lot of embarrassment in order to come close to those tzaddikim, the tzaddikim of today. And when a person is zoicha to weather that, when a person experiences that shvichas domim, having his blood spilt and going through all kinds of shame and embarrassment and insults in order to come close to the tzaddik or the tzaddikim, Oz zeiche liyos boki ba'alocha. That person's reward is that he's zeiche to have the bekiyus in this halacha, the derech Hashem. Leida bein dom ledom bein din ledin. Shezeo b'chinas umitzaf yoytzei dam umitzapayim yoytzei riv. This is what the pasuk's referring to. That through this af and apayim, through this kas, by weathering the storms that a person has to weather and coming close to the tzadikim, that's how the person is zeiche to this dam and din. Because the person is zeiche to reveal this yipole, this pele, this ois aleph. Ki zeiche lebechinas aleph, shu bechinas pele. Hainu leida ulahovin ma shehoyo ne'alam v'niflam menu. The person is zeiche to be given an understanding of that which originally he couldn't understand. He had no idea. Ki bechinas bekiyas hanal le'inyan darkei avodas Hashem hu omoik mo'oid. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, for a person to be zeiche to really understand how to serve Hashem through all different circumstances, in all different situations, in all different scenarios, that is a very, very deep seichel. And even though on one hand we've been taught that the most important thing in serving Hashem is to be simple, simple and straight. However, to have the ability to teach this tmimus and pshitus, to transmit it, to give it over, and to raise people to a level where they're zecher to serve Hashem with that kind of tmimus and pshitus, that takes tremendous depth. Bifrat liyo izboki b'halocha nal, especially to have this bikias b'halocha, dahainu liyo izboki b'rotzi v'shoiv, boki b'ayel v'nofik, dahainu b'chen yasem esek shamayim shmat v'atzir shalineko, dahainu shiyucha lahachzik esatzmoy tome b'chol mokim shu, meaning, to have the so clear an understanding of Hashem, of Yiddishkeit, of all the different circumstances that a Jew can find himself in, married, not married, single, wealthy, poor, in Israel, in Las Vegas, Lahavdil, in all the different situations and circumstances, with parnasa, without parnasa, poverty, wealth, with a wife and children, not married, all the different circumstances. This takes a tremendous understanding, tremendous broad knowledge and depth to understand all the circumstances and to understand how to apply Yiddishkeit and how to apply a person in those circumstances to the Yiddishkeit. So that even those people who are in the lowest, furthest depths down, mamish Gehenim and under Gehenim, in terms of how far they've fallen into impurity, to be able to connect them to Hashem. Zeh halimud hu nifla ma'oid. This understanding, this knowledge is something that's awesome. It is wondrous. It is so profound and so deep. Utzrichin lishkoid harbe al dalse beis hamedrash shel anshei emes ha'oiskim b'limud hazeh ad sheyizkeh l'kayem zois b'emes. And a person has to be incredibly diligent to be spending time, an incredible amount of time, apprenticing by such people, by people who have this knowledge, by anshei emes who are involved in this limud, until the person is zeicher to get to such a place, until the person is zeicher to understand how to apply it to themselves first, and then to get to a level where they're qualified to teach it to others. The Iker, Rav Nosson Zal here, is giving an understanding about Kiruv, you know, to explain what we're talking about, what qualifications a person needs to be able to be Makarov people, how much a person has to know the full spectrum, you know, the Nekud Elyoina, Nekud Tachtoina, Ayil Nofik, Rotzi Shoiv, and to know the whole Torah so well, and to know exactly what the application of the Torah is to each person in each situation. Lahavdil, on a halacha level, there's a concept of learning the four Shulchan Aruchs, and then there's Orachaim, Yerodeah, Choshen Mishpat, Evan Ezer, and then there's, they talk about after a person finished and knows all of those four Shulchan Aruchs very well, then they have to learn the fifth Shulchan Aruch, which is the unwritten Shulchan Aruch, which is a concept of Shimush Chachomim, to such an extent where a person is given an understanding to understand how to apply the four Shulchan Aruchs to each and every single different person in each and every single different situation. The Ikra Richas Hagolus Humachmas She'ein Mishtadlin Lehiskarev Letzadikei Emes Lekabel Mehem Bekiyas Hazois. And the main reason why Klal Yisrael is in this long, long exile is because we are not doing what we need to do in order to come close to the true tzaddikim, in order to receive from them this understanding, this bekiyas. Ki tzrichin lechapes ulevakesh harbe rebbe kozeh sheyeda mebekiyas hazois. Because it takes a serious, serious, diligent, lengthy search for a person to be zeicher to find a rabbi like this, a rabbi that has this bekiyas. Ki afilu gedoilim umanhigim lav kol echod zeicher lebekiyas hazois. Because even great people, gedoilim, people that are respected as gedoilim, he's a gadol, he has tremendous knowledge of Torah, he has a lot of experience, he's a leader, Lav kol echod zoyche lebekiyas hazois. Not all of them have this type of understanding, this level of understanding. Valzeh Omer Hazal, and it's about this that the Gemara says, shelo yimtzu halacha brura u'mishna brura b'mokim echod. That you don't always find halacha brura and mishna brura in one address, in the same person. Meaning different people have different qualities in Yiddishkeit. To find a person who's a kolboy, in a sense, to find a person who's qualified to deal with the full spectrum, every single type of Jew, in every single type of circumstance, you're talking about something very outstanding. Ki ikar bikis bahalocha hu lizkois lahalochois koelu shal yodom yikayim es divrei haTorah. Because when we talk about a person who's a boki in halocha, a person who really understands the Derech Hashem, we're talking about a person who has a level of understanding that he himself is able to, and he's capable of showing others how to fulfill the entire Torah. Ki loy hamedrash u'ikar lamaisa, because learning is not the most important thing. It's doing. It's transmitting it into action. It's living the Torah. V'chol zeh merumos b'maymar hatikunim shomrim b'yom hakipurim koydim kol nidrei. And what this whole message that we're trying to bring across here now is hinted to in the paragraph from the Zohar HaKadosh that we recite on Yom Kippur before Kol Nidrei. It's in many of the Machzorim have it. Shemavur Sham Sheikar Tikun Hatshuva Uslichas Avoinois Hi Al Yidei Hatzadik Sheyochoi La'alois Legabi Hahu Deitmar Bei Ki Yipolei Memchodovor LaMishpot Ein Shom V'Hoven. Where the Zohar HaKadosh there discusses the concept of releasing people from vows. And the Zohar HaKadosh there discusses a concept of a chacham, a tzaddik, a chacham, who's capable of going to a high enough place, to the highest echelons, where it's possible over there to effect a complete amnesty, a complete erasing of all sins, you know, and a complete tikkun of tshuva. And the Zohar HaKadosh there quotes this pasuk of the kippol, to rise up to the address called Pele, which is Keser, which is Bina, that highest of places, which is the source of Kapora. I remember Rav Rosenfeld Zichron Avrocha once told us from the Arizal, or one of the Sifrei Kabbalah, that we say on Yom Kippur, Ki vayoyim hazeh yechaper aleichem letayar eschem mikol chataysechem lifnei Hashem titoru. Ki vayoyim hazeh, because on this day, yechaper aleichem, yechaper is, He will forgive you. Now we know most people who learn about Yom Kippur know that usually we say about Yom Kippur that Yom Kippur forgives. The day itself, itzumoy shel yoyim mechaper, that's the wording in the Gemara. So the question is, if that's the case, it should say, ki hayoyim hazeh yechaper, this day forgives. What's taich ki vayoyim hazeh, on this day, yechaper, he will forgive. He means somebody who's not in the room now, somebody who's hidden, somebody who's absent, who is not present. That lashon of nistor refers to the keser, the crown of Hashem, which is, we refer to it in third person, you know, this absent, this one who is not visible, not present. And that's why the word titoru is exactly bigimatria keser. Lifnei Hashem titoru, where will that purification come from? Where will that tara come from? From the highest address, you know, from the keser itself, the crown. Paragraph Yudalit. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, v'zeh b'chinas sfira soimer. This is tied into the mitzvah that we have of counting the Omer in between Pesach and Shavuos. Ki bimei ha-sfira onu metaren atzmenu b'chinas hadomim roim shebchinas zuamas mitzrayim. Because throughout the days of sfira, throughout the 7 weeks of sfira, we're involved in a purification process, just like a woman purifies herself for 7 days. We're involved in purifying ourselves from the bad blood, which is the concept of the filth of Mitzrayim, the Zuama of Mitzrayim, Kimavur b'kavonas Pesach u'Sfira, as is brought in the writings of the Arizal, where he discusses Pesach and Sfira. She'ikar hataro hu mebechinas hadomim, the main purification, when we talk about needing, requiring purification, it's from this blood, this bare blood. Shemehem hoyu yoinkim hamitzriim. That's where the Egyptians drew their strength from. Dahainu me'achoyrei shem ekye. This means from the back of Hashem's name Ekye. When you take Hashem's name Ekye, Aleph, Hey, Yud, Hey, and you recite it in a backwards way, always going back to the beginning. Aleph, Aleph, Hey, Aleph, Hey, Yud, Aleph, Hey, Yud, Hey. Shehu bigimatria dam, which has a numerical value of 44, which is the word dam. Shalzeh ne'emar, about this, the pasuk says, Vo'erech mezboiseses bedomayich, vo'imar loch bedomayich hayi ayin shom. The Arizal quotes this pasuk there, that Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu found the Jews like bubbling in their blood, you know, swimming in a pool of blood, in a sense, in filth. Ach bepesach choyo hago'ulo bebechinas isarusa delayla. However, on the night of Pesach, when Hashem took us out of Egypt, at that time, the light that Hashem shone upon us was a light called Isarusa Delayla. It was something that came from above. It didn't come from us. It wasn't something we deserved. It was a type of freebie that Hashem gave us, an undeserved light coming from an outside source, which came to us, Shaloi Badroga, which came not following the standard rules, not following the standard order of events. However, because it's that type of light, it's a short burst of fire, and then it's extinguished right after that. At the end of the first day of Pesach, it's gone. And that's when we begin a whole process of purifying ourselves from this bad blood in a step-by-step manner. This is the concept of the counting of the Omer. Meaning that we're trying to get ourselves out of the status of Achoyre Ekye, which is called Dam, and bring ourselves into a status of regular Ekye, not the backwards Ekye, but the regular Ekye, which is I will be. Ano zomen lehevi, meaning I'm starting to exist, starting to have an existence. Because throughout the 49 days of the Omer, we're preparing ourselves to receive the Torah on Shavuos. She'oz nizgale elokusiyas borach le'ein koil. That's when Hashem revealed Himself to all. That's this concept of a Jew really beginning, having a beginning. The beginning was the acceptance of the Torah, the receiving of the Torah. Because that's what makes a Jew exist. That's what gives a Jew the ability to be considered living, existing, when he has a Torah, when he's connected to the Torah. And that's actually what gives the world a status of being considered alive when it has a Torah. Kiat matn Torah hayokol hayla mismaitet, kama shomer azal posuk namoygim eretz v'chol yishveh, onoichi tikanti amodei hasela. Because we know that even though the Torah was not given until 2,248 years from creation, still, the world up until then was considered very shaky, incomplete, as the Gemara darshins from this pasuk. Nemoy gemeretz v'chol yishveh, the world was shaky, the world and all its inhabitants were shaky. Anoichi tikanti amodei hasela. When the word anoichi was announced, which is the Aseres Hadibrois on Har Sinai, that's when the pillars, the foundations of the world were set in place. And this is why the korban omer that was brought on the second day of Pesach was a mincha of barley, which is called animal food. Barley is not the highest level of grain. The wheat is usually referred to as human level, and barley is a step down, which is referred to in the Gemara as meichel behema. To show us that at that point in time, when we're at the starting gate of the Omer, we don't exist yet. As it says in Pirkei Avos, that without the Torah, without a person really being connected to Hashem, he's better off not being born. But rather, we are all like animals in human form, you know, in a human costume. ki ikar ha'odom hu adas hu amiti shel ha'Torah kedusha, because the essence of man is the sechel of the Torah inside a person. Aval koydim kabbalas ha'Torah hu rak chayo behema b'dmusodom, whereas before the Torah was given, the human beings that were walking around at the time were not really fully qualified human beings. They were animals in human clothes, in a sense. Gam so'irim shehumaychel behema marames she'ikra tikkun al yidei b'chinas hashtika b'chinas doimu l'ashem shezeh b'chinas behema she'ein lo koyach hadibur. In addition, the concept of barley, the oimer being brought from barley, implies that we're not yet able to speak. We're in silent mode. Because the difference between human and animal, animal is called chai, human beings are called medaber. Because high-level speech, intelligent speech, is something that supposedly is belongs to human beings. Unfortunately, today we know there are many supposed human beings whose speech is far less intelligent than the animals. Insulting the animals and comparing these humans to them. As far as normal people are concerned, we're saying that the medaber, the term medaber, speech, intelligent speech, is associated with humans, not with animals. So the fact that we bring a korban oimer of barley, right after the first day of Pesach, shows that we realize that right now we don't yet we're not qualified to speak. We're not yet fully qualified human beings. We're bechinas behema, bechinas sorim, and we're in silent mode. Merames sheikra tikkun al yedei bechinas hashtika bechinas doim l'Hashem. That shows us that the main tikkun for us at this point is silent. This concept of being silent for Hashem. Shezeh bechinas behema shein lo koyach hadibur. And by us bringing this offering of barley, which is brought as a sacrifice in the Beis Hamikdash, that's how we're drawing upon ourselves. We're starting to connect to this Ekye. We're starting to exist. Because we're taking this barley, this Meichel Behema, and we're offering it as a respect to Hashem, as a sacrifice for Hashem. Because we're preparing ourselves to hopefully receive the Torah, to rise from the status of animal to human. This is the main reason why a human being is put into this world. Because a human being is born into this world with all kinds of desires, physical desires, including base desires, and without intelligence, without real sechel. Because when a person first comes into this world, their mind is mamish a very low level of moichin de katnus. And the person's job in this world is to elevate himself from katnus, from small, to gadlus, to large, to expanded consciousness, as we call it, mi behem al adam, to transform himself from an animal, which is, again, a machine that eats and sleeps and goes to the bathroom, to a human being who's higher than just that, higher than something that only performs bodily functions. Sheze ikra bechinas ekya. That's the essence of ekya. Bechinas ano zomen lehevi. That's the concept of I want to be. I want to be a human being. I want to exist on a human level. Ki ikra ha'havayahu kishiyotzei mebehem al odom. Shebishviloi nivro meskayim akoyel. Because the main existence of a human being is when he becomes a human being, when he leaves the category of behema and becomes an odom, for whom the entire world was created, and for whom the entire world is being maintained, for man. And it's from the time that we bring the Oimer, that's from when we start counting these 7 weeks. And we know, if you look in the writings of the Arizal, all the kavonos that he discusses for the entire Oimer are all surrounding this name of Hashem, the name of Hashem Ekye. Shezehu ikra ha'achon lekabalas haTorah, because this is the most important preparation for receiving the Torah. Bechinas ano zomin lemehevi, I am preparing myself for existence, to live. And the most important thing is to be zoche to fill out the aleph that we mentioned earlier. Meaning to plug in the lower nekuda into the upper nekuda. Meaning meaning that all of Klal Yisrael, each and every one of us, who is Bechinas Nekuda Tachtoina, we represent this lower Nekuda, should plug ourselves into the Tzadik, who is the concept of Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the Nekuda Elyona, where the main ability to receive the Torah is through him. Klal Yisrael received the Torah from Hashem through Moshe Rabbeinu. As the Mishnah says, which Rav Nosson Zal will bring, start the next paragraph with, Moshe kibel Torah miSinai. Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah, and he was the one who passed it on further and further. V'al kein oimrim pirkei avos b'mei haSfira. Rav Nosson Zal says, this is why during the days of Sfira, the custom is that on Shabbos we say Pirkei Avos. Every single Shabbos we say a different chapter of Pirkei Avos. Umaschilin Moshe kibel Torah miSinai mesor liYeshua. Yeshua l'skeinim uskein melin aviyim aviyim mesorua. And the opening lines of Pirkei Avos are where we state that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who received the Torah on Har Sinai. He passed it on to his student Yeshua. Yeshua passed it on to the Zekeinim. They passed it on to the prophets, and the prophets passed it further on. V'chein midor ledor, and so on from generation to generation. Lohoyrois, this is to teach us she'ikr tikun kol echod. Iker kabulas haTorah walidei hatzadik emes shemekablen haTorah b'chol dor mibchinas Moshe shibchinas nechudel yoina, that the main tikkun of every single Jew, the main concept of receiving the Torah, is through the true tzadikim who receive the Torah every single generation from Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the bechin of the nechudel yoina. Because the Zohar HaKadosh says that the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu is nispashet. It spreads and it extends throughout every single generation. It's found in every single generation. V'ze b'chinas, in the leaders. V'ze b'chinas tzidkoscho keharerei keel, mishpotecho tohim rabo, odom ubehemo toshi Hashem. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, this is what we say on Shabbos at Mincha time. Tzidkoscho kahare keel, Hashem's righteousness is like the mountains. Mountains, zebechinas nekuda elyona. That represents the upper nekuda, shehum meroimom venisam oid, which is very high, very exalted. Mishpotecho toim rabo, and Hashem's justice reaches down to the lowest depths. Zebechinas nekuda tachtoina. That represents the lower nekuda. Ki atzadik hagodol b'maylo niflo, because the tzadik who is really extraordinarily great, shezoiche shetzikosoi oise oile lamala lamala govoyev roma karekel, who is zoiche that his righteousness goes up way high to the heavenly mountains, iker shleimus tzikosoi sheyuchaluher lamato lamato b'tachtes b'chinas nekuda tachtoina. The main success of the tzaddik is when his justice, when his righteousness, when his goodness is able to reach down, way down to the nekuda tachtoina, which is this concept of mishpotecho toim rabo. Shafilu mi shekilkel maitzov moid. So that even a Jew who has messed up in a very big way, at shemishpoto ileirid letohim rabo rachmanu litzlan, to the point where justice for that person would require that person gets sent to the sub basement, way downstairs. Gam shom yagiu rachmov lohoyer gamboy lekash roi segam kein lebchinas kudel al yoina. The tzaddik should have the ability that his kindness should reach down all the way down to that person, and to be able to shine a light upon that person to connect him also to the nekuda al yoina. To be able to enlighten that person, to let him know that even as far down as he's holding, Hashem is there also. As the pasuk says in Tehillim, which Rabbeinu Zal quotes over there on Likutei Moran, that even when I feel myself down in Shoel, Hineko, you're right there, Hashem, you're right there with me. This is the concept of a tzaddik knowing how to go up and go down. Vaydezeh nase aleph, v'nishlam b'chinas odom. And by this he generates the holiness of the letter aleph, and he's mashlim the concept of odom. V'sehu, and this is why it concludes over there, odom ubehemo toshi Hashem. Odom ubehemo ahenu kimo shdor shrazal. Rav Nosson Zal says the odom ubehemo refers to what the Gemara says it refers to, meaning Bnei Odom she'arumim bedaska Odom umeisimim atzmum kebehema. This refers to people who are intelligent. They have the intellect of human beings, and yet umeisimim atzmum kebehema. They humble themselves like an animal, in a sense. Dehainu she'yodea she'adayin ein loy havaya boi lamach mashloitik en maisov. Meaning this person, although he's intelligent, he acknowledges that he doesn't even feel worthy to be classified as an Odom yet, to be classified that he exists within the human kingdom, because he hasn't yet perfected his deeds. His deeds aren't good yet. V'alkein hu be'inov kebehema, and therefore he considers himself below the class of human being. He considers himself like an animal. V'roitze lohochen atzmo shi'eloi havaya boilam. He wants to prepare himself, he wants to ready himself to start having a human existence in the world. This is the concept of bringing the korban oimer from barley, as we said earlier. Barley is considered animal type. And through this, the person actually rises to the level of Odom. V'zehu Odom u'behemo toshia Hashem. Because a person who follows this formula, Hashem will definitely help them. If the person will acknowledge that before his tshuva, before his perfecting himself, he's like a behema. And the person will try every day, every moment, to start existing, to start being a human being. By attaching himself, by binding himself to the true tzaddikim. This is the concept of binding the lower nekuda with the upper nekuda. To connect himself from as far down as he is, which is the concept of Tohim Rabo, and to connect himself to the great, great tzaddik who's up there in Har Eikel. And Rav Nosson Zal says, now I've shown you how this pasuk ties together so beautifully. Tzidkoscha kahar ekel, tzidkoscha toim rabo, odom behema toishi Hashem. Paragraph Tesvav. V'zeh b'chinas ha-sviro, she'tzrichen lisper hayomim loimer. And this is the concept of counting, whereby we count the days from the korban oimer. Because we explained earlier that the chapter on the Likutei Moran that we're referring to, which is Torah Vov, which discusses the Soid Kavonas Elul, is tied into the concept of a person searching to find their lost articles, which they lost as a result of falling victim to their desires. And a person zeichet to find those things by doing tshuva. She'zoichen al-idei iskarvus l'nekudas emes, and a person zoichet to tshuva by coming close to the emes, to the truth. She'mimenu mamshichen b'chinas b'kiyas balocha, from which a person is zoichet to draw the nekudas emes, the tzaddik emes, is the one who teaches the person this b'kiyas in halocha, this knowledge of how to serve Hashem in all different circumstances. V'zeh b'chinas sviras hayomim loimar. Rav Nosson Zal says, now we'll understand the concept of counting the days to the Omer. Ki ikar kol ha'avedo yisu b'chinas avedas hazman. Because the most important loss for a Jew in this world is time that's been lost. Ki ein avedo kavedas hazman kemuva b'sforim. Because there is no greater loss in life than lost years, lost days, lost minutes. Valze tzoak David, and it's about this that David HaMelech cries out in Tehillim, Ki kol yomeinu ponu bevrosecho, our days have raced by chas v'shalom in your anger, Hashem. Ki linu shonenu kamoy hege, our years went by like a fleeting thought. Uchsiv, and there's another pasuk that says, Ki kolu be'oshon yomai, my days went up in smoke. Uchsiv, there's another pasuk, ki kolu biyogoin chayai ushnoi saibanocha. My days have gone by in sorrow and my years in sighing. Ad hoyisi kechli oyved. As the pasuk continues, I was like a lost vessel. Ki ikar biyasodom lozeh oylamu b'shvil lechapes v'limtzoi kol avedes hashiachum l'shosh nishmosoi shu'tzorach lechapsum l'vak shmat shimtzeim v'yivarim v'yalos m'shroshum. Because the main reason why a person comes to this world is to search for and to find all the lost articles that are related, are relevant to his soul, to his neshama, which he's obligated to search for and find and refine them and elevate them to their source, to their origin, to their roots. Vaideze nikro odom. And when a person is doing that, then he's classified as an odom. Shehu alidei shemashlim b'chinas o'alef kanal. By filling out that letter aleph. Shehu hiskashrus v'yichud nekuda tachtonim b'nekuda l'yoyin adei avov kanal. Which is the concept of binding together the lower part with the upper part through that vav in the middle. Kize kol hodom, because this is the essence of man. Shebol ze hoylom kdei liyachid ol kasher kol olamos yachad. Man has been sent to this world to bind together all the worlds. Shekulam bichlal klulam b'shem alma hatatov alma ilo. Where basically all the worlds fall into these two basic categories, lower and upper. Shem b'chinas nekuda tachtoinu nekuda liyoyinu. Ki ho'odom tzorech lekasher lahalois tachlis nekudas amerika shel ze ho'ilom agashmi shu tachlis agashmiyas lahalois u lekasher hakoel ha'shem yizborach lekudas shorosh ha'elyon shem b'chinas hiskashrus nekuda tachtoinu nekuda liyoyinu. Because man is required to take the this world, this physical world, the lowest part of this physical world, and elevate it and be able to connect it to its place of origin, to Hashem, who is the essence of Nekuda Elyona. And this is the concept of finding these lost items. Because how does a person lose something? I forgot about that completely. I forgot that I had my briefcase with me. I forgot my coat there. No, it's a loss of consciousness. His mind wasn't on the item. He wasn't thinking. He walked into a certain place. He had a coat when he came in. He hung up the coat and then he forgot about it completely. The coat left his mind. He was mesiach das from it. Now, 45 minutes later, after he discussed the weather and aeronautics and all kinds of things, now he's ready to leave. The coat isn't in his mind at all whatsoever. And he walks out of the place without it. He loses it. Just as we see when it comes to physical losses, by the fact that a person loses consciousness about an item, his mind is not on it. My mind was on something else. I didn't have my mind on that. On some of his possessions, through that he comes to lose things. V'gam ikar hu aveda shehusha chofetz rochek midaito. And the real concept of losing something is when the item is far from your mind, meaning you don't know where it is right now. Person says, when a person loses something, what's the problem? The item hasn't been destroyed. The item exists. The problem is I just don't know where it is. So it's a lack of knowing. I don't know. It's a lack of das. Ki chol hachafetzim shebershus odom. Because all the possessions that a person possesses, that a person owns, the main thing is the consciousness. The consciousness is what's holding on to the possessions. Because everything that a person owns, he's not holding all of it in his hands. There aren't wires and ropes and strings attaching all of those items to his hand. Rak shehim bershusoi, dahinu bershus hadas. It's just that they're in his possession means they're in his consciousness. I know that I have a bank account in England. That's what makes that bank account, that's what makes me still plugged in. And the minute I stop knowing I have a bank account in England, even though I have it, doesn't help me. Because if I don't know that it's there, if I'm not aware that it's there, if it leaves my consciousness, then I'll never go get money from there. sheyodea bedaitoi sheyeshloi eluach hafeitzim, whereby the person knows in his mind that he has these possessions. Vehu moishel bedaitoi al eluach hafeitzim lases bemkirtzoinoi, and in his mind he has the control to decide what he's going to do with them, whether he's going to take it out, whether he's going to leave it there, whether he's going to change it. Nimtzu sheikar bal hachafetzim hu hadas. So Rav Nosson Zal explains here, he's trying to make a point here to let us know that the main thing that has control and ownership over everything that the person owns is his mind, his consciousness. Shehu ikar ha'odam, which is the essence of the person. Ukishemesiach daitoi, and when the person loses consciousness of the item, v'nevodim, and the items go lost, heim rechoikim midaitoi, it's because they've got become far from his mind. She'enu yodea heichanei mechafetzim, he doesn't know where it is. I don't know where that bank book is. I don't know where that diamond bracelet is. V'zehu ikaru haveda, that's the essence of a lost article. And as Rav Nosson Zal is really trying to give us a deeper understanding of what's involved here. Nimtzo she'ikru hu avedo hu bechinas hisrachkus nekuda tachtoino shu bechinas guf hachefetz mi nekudo helyoine shu adas bechinas moishe kama she goes to Shom Batarnal. So Rav Nosson Zal says, look what I'm showing you now. I'm showing you all of a person's possessions in this world, worldly possessions, physical possessions, can all be put into the category of nekuda tachtoino, basically. A person's consciousness, a person's brain and mind, is Bechinas Nekudah Elyona, Bechinas Moshe Rabbeinu, who is referred to as the Das of Bnei Yisrael. And the Kesher, when a person owns something, when a person has something, it's because the Nekudah Tachtoina is connected to the Nekudah Elyona. The object is connected to his brain. In his mind, he knows about it. I know that I have that item. I know that it's there. If I know it's there, then it's not lost. If I don't know that it's there, then it is lost. Al kein tzorich odom lishtadel kol yomov lekashe nekuda tachtoina menekuda elyoina. Therefore, a person needs to know that his mission in life is to always be connecting, always make sure that the nekuda tachtoina is connected to the nekuda elyoina. And the way that a person is zoicha to that is by coming close to true tzaddikim, because that way he's connecting himself, nekuda tachtoina, to the tzaddik, who's nekuda elyoina. And they're the ones who know this bekias very well. They're the ones who know how to go up, how to go down, and that's the real connection, to serve Hashem in all circumstances, and therefore they're the ones who have the ability always to connect tachtoina and elyoina. That's this concept of finding everything a person lost, which is in effect the main reason a person comes to this world. We mentioned once before that there's a braisa in Masech Danida which begins Tanya. The braisa says Mashbien es Adam, that when a person, when a baby comes out of its mother's womb, they make the baby swear that it's going to search for all the lost knowledge, all the angel who was teaching it during the pregnancy, throughout the pregnancy, and then right before the baby came out, got flicked on its lip and lost everything, forgot everything. Its mission throughout life is going to be to search and find that loss, that Aveda. And this is what a person has to put effort into every single day of his life. Because every single day of life that Hashem gives me, He's giving it to me for this purpose, so that I should continue this search. Ki kol yoim kolul mechoyshech v'oyer, erev v'oyker, kamesh kosav v'erev v'oyker yoim echod. Because every single day is a combination of light and darkness, night and day. As is written in the Torah, clearly, v'chein b'yom ha'sheni, v'yom b'chinas cham u'levona, which is the concept of the sun and the moon, sheheim moishlim b'yom u'balayla, sheheim b'chinas nekud al-yona t'chtoina, kamesh kosav shom ha'torah k'nam. The sun which rules by day, which symbolizes the nekud al-yona, and the moon, which rules by night, which represents the Nekuda Tachtoina, as is brought in Torah Vav and Likutei Moran, that the sun and the moon correspond to the rabbi and the student, Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua, nekud elyona nekud achtona. V'ze ikra avodas odom b'chol yom v'yom yimei chayov lekasher uleyached chamu levona. The main avoda of a person throughout his life is to unite, to bind together the sun and the moon, lichlol midas laila b'yom midas yom b'laila, to plug in night into day and to plug day into night. Not just plug them in, but to blend them in, to make each one become part of the other one. As the Gemara says regarding the brachos of Kriyashma, where we include in those brachos the concept of night and day. And this is why our rabbis instituted that the bracha for the sun and the moon and the stars should be part of Kriyashma, you know, part of the brachos of Kriyashma. Because the main concept of Birchas Samoiros is to blend together the sun and the moon, night and day. As it says in the bracha, V'chein be'erev, v'imrim b'yre yoyim v'loyla, g'odol or mipnei choshev, v'choshev mipnei or, k'moshev mazal, as the Gemara says. V'chol zeh b'chinas kriyashma. This is the concept of kriyashma. Ki zeh ikar emunas hayichud, shono maminim v'imrim shema Yisrael Hashem alken Hashem echod, v'oz mamlich noisis boruch lemal o lamatu b'dal ruchais, k'moshev mazal. Because when a person says shema, he's declaring that he believes that Hashem is one, and he's establishing Hashem as king over all, up and down in all four directions. K'moshem razal shetzorich laharich be'echod kedei shetamlichei olamah olamato. As the Gemara says, when a person says the word echod, they have to say it slowly and have in mind when they're saying the aleph that they're thinking of Hashem who rules above and below. The one Hashem above and below. The Ches represents all seven heavens plus the earth. The Dalet represents all four directions. This is the essence of connecting the lower and the upper. As the Pasuk says, no matter how high up I go, Hashem is there. No matter how low I go, Hashem is there. Eso kanfei shochar eshkeno b'achris yom gam shom. And as the pasuk continues, that wherever I am, Hashem is there with me. Ki be'emes mi shemistakel al hu'emes lamitoi. Because Rabbi Nosson says the truth is, anyone who wants to really, really be honest, ikr b'chinas b'kiyas anal, shu b'chinas keshe nekuda tachtoyna b'nekuda al yoyna, shu al yidei shemachazken es atzmoy tomid l'skadu shem izboru chol mokum madrega. The main concept of binding lower and upper is by a person always being solid in coming close to Hashem, no matter where he's at. Afilu b'tachlas d'yuta tachtoina, even if he finds himself in the lowest place. Bebechinas im esak shemaim shomato vatsia sholineko, as the pasuk says. Iker kolinyin zeh hual yidei emuna. Rav Nosson says the main ability to accomplish this depends on faith. It's a matter of faith. Ki mi shemechazek es atzmoy be'emuna b'pshitus, because a person who is solid in simple faith, bevadai lo yipoy li'olam, that person will never fall, will never quit. Ki ze ikaruhu emuna, because that's the main faith. Shemaminim shashem echod rishon v'achron u'bechol mekayim esmim shaltoy. The fact that we believe that Hashem always was, always will be, and that Hashem is beginning and end, and Hashem rules everywhere. Ve'ein mokon levroich mimenu yisborach, and there is nowhere to escape from Hashem. There's no darkness in which I can hide from Hashem, in which sinners can hide from Hashem. As the Pasuk says over there, where it talks about this, about no matter how high I go, no matter, where am I going to go from you, Hashem? How can I escape from you? And it's for this reason that the brachos that relate to the lanterns of the world are tied into Kriya Shema. Ki heim bechina achas kanal, because they're one and the same. Ki ikar birchas samoiroi, shibchinas yichud chamul levona kanal, shibchinas klolias midas laila beyoim, shibchinas klolias nikudat artoin vikud al yoina, shibchinas mesak shamayim vatsi yishoil, shibchinas bikias valo kanal, kol ze nasai de Kriya Shema, shuamuna sayichud kanal. Because the main connection between sun and moon, upper, lower, day and night, all the... is all done through Kriya Shema, by a person establishing their solid faith in Hashem. Ki mi shemaskil al drochov, because a person who will look honestly at what's going on with him in life, yochol lirois shebechol yom vayom oivra al kol adam chinas choshech v'oir erev v'voker, will be able to see that every single day he goes through darkness and light, day and night. And so too, if we look at the big picture of a person's life, 70 years, 90 years, there's also a concept of darkness and light. As the Pasuk says in the beginning of Parshas Nitzavim, where Hashem says to the Jewish people, you are standing today, or Moshe Rabbeinu says it, so Rashi says over there, Kayoim shehu mapil umeir, just as the day has its dark moments and its light moments, kach osid lahafil lochem ulahor lochem, so too the Jews are going to go through their dark moments and their moments of light. V'chol hatuichochois hein hein amitziv meschem okaim meschem. And the Pasuk says over there that Nitzavim is a takeoff right after Parshas Kisovai, the end of Kisovai, which is the Toichacho. And it says over there that the Toichachos, the reprimands, the punishments that Hashem gives to Bnei Israel, that's what really stands them up on their feet. That's what gives them their permanence, their ability to overcome, to withstand. V'chol zehu b'klolias Yisrael, u'b'klolias zman kol olam. All of this applies to the entire Jewish nation and over the stretch of the entire length of time. And it also applies on an individual level regarding a person's own complete lifetime. And it applies on a detail level to each and every individual person within each and every single day. Because the Jewish people have already experienced many darknesses and many lights. We were already in exile in Egypt and we got out of there. And we went through what we went through during the phase of the judges, all the ups and downs that the Jews went through at that time. And finally the Beis HaMikdash was built, Shehu Ikar Ha'oyer Shel Yisrael, which is the ultimate light of Klal Yisrael. And then we ended up having the Beis HaMikdash destroyed on us as a result of our sins. And when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the world became dark, the lights got turned out. And then the Beis Mitzvah got built a second time, and it was destroyed a second time. And so too, everything we've been through since then, and throughout every generation. And even within the darkest moments, after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, when we went through our ba'avonoseinu, maybe that word should be, Lo yozavnu elokeinu, we did not leave Hashem completely. Vayetolenu chosed, and Hashem still bestowed His kindness upon us. Al yidei tzadikim shebechol dor, through the great tzadikim of every generation. Sheheim meirim lanu, they're the ones who are a replacement for the light of the Beis Hamikdash in a sense. They shine their light upon us. Ukamay shekosav, as the pasuk says, v'zorach hashemesh ubo hashemesh, the sun will rise and the sun will set. Vidor Shrazal, and the Gemara says about that pasuk, Ad shalei shoko shimshoi shel tzadik zeh, zorcho shimshoi shel hasheni, that before the light of a particular tzadik had a chance to set completely, you know, to be gone, to disappear completely, the light of the new tzadik is already on the horizon. He's up and running. V'chein, that's on a level, that's on a global level, on a level of Klal Yisrael. V'chein b'protius b'chol adam v'chol zman v'chol yom v'yom. The same thing happens to each and every one of us on a daily basis. Nimtzo shebechol yom tzrich nakash nekudat tachtoina mitkol yoina. So therefore, on a daily basis, a Jew has to see to it to connect the nekudat tachtoina to the nekudat yoina. Shezer b'chinas metzias avedus kah, which is the concept of finding the lost articles. The articles are b'chinas nekudat tachtoina. Finding them means plugging them into your das, into your consciousness, which is the nekudat yoina. Alkein, therefore, koyde matn toira tzrichin lispoir hayomim. Therefore, before we receive the Torah, we have to count the days. Ki asfiro b'chinas tikun hu avedos. Because counting is a concept of correcting any lost articles. Ki anu sofrim hayomim kedei shlo yaneved echad mehem. Because counting the days, we're counting them so that we shouldn't lose any of them. Just like l'haftal, when a teacher takes their students, on their little five-year-olds, on a class trip, and the teacher starts out with 15 students, and every hour the teacher counts them again. Why? To make sure they didn't lose any of them. Counting is one of the ways of assuring that you don't lose. Ki hakol b'misparu b'minyan, because everything is counted. Ki onu seifu mayomim kedei shliyan evadachmim, we count the days that we shouldn't lose any one of them. Everything is counted. V'ze b'chinas limnois yomenu kein hoida, and this is, as the pasuk says, limnois yomenu, to count the days, kein hoida, so too we will understand. We count the days. To the degree when we're involved in counting, Hashem shines upon us this das, this kein hoida. Shibchinas nekuda yoina kanal shibishil ze ikr hasfiro kedei lekasher nekuda tachtoina mitkuda yoina b'chal yoim, because that's the main reason for the sfira, to bind together these two nekudos every day. V'alkein soifrim lo imer, and this is why when we count, we don't just say today is one day, we say today is one day to the korban omer, today is 2 days to the korban omer, today is 3 days to the korban omer, or from the korban omer. Because we learned earlier that the Korban Omer represented a person making that transition from animal to human, taking barley, which is animal food, and bringing it as a sacrifice in the Beis HaMikdash, connecting it to Hashem. We're binding the lower with the upper. Ki Omer Soyrim hu b'chinas busha u'shfichas domim. Because we learned earlier, the Korban Omer Soyrim represents the shame and embarrassment that a person has to go through sometimes in order to be zecha to true tshuva, to subdue the his yetzahara in the left side of his heart. Ki Omer Soyrim hu bechinas minchas kenoi shel asoita. Because the Omer, which was brought from barley, which was identical to another minchas of barley, which is that which was brought by the woman who was accused of being a soita, you know, shetzricha lizboil busha gedoila al cheta astora, whereby the woman has to undergo tremendous embarrassment and shame over the fact that she allowed herself to seclude herself with this man, who bozeh hinevdekes, and that's what tests her, and exactly. V'ikr tikunahu shebeim bemes nitmo toimer emes levnei akoyin v'oz yichub ravoin al yedei avidu yivabusha. Her main tikkun is that if she actually did commit a sin with the man, she actually did have relations, that she must confess before the koyin, to the koyin, and then her confession and the embarrassment that she's going through in confessing to the koyin, that's what absolves her sin. K'mo Yisham Razal, as the Gemara says, she'oimrim lo teichocho harbe she'tizvada v'lo yimocha she'ma shemayim al amoyim. The Gemara says that the Kohanim, the people who were there, had to give her tremendous, had to reprimand her in a very big way to try to convince her to confess so that Hashem's name would not have to be erased, you know, in vain, chas v'shalom. V'im lo yinitmo, and if she had not committed any sin with the man, utahoyri, she was really pure, azai hu lo latoiva, then this whole process ends up being a tremendous benefit to her. K'mo shekosav, as the pasuk says, v'nikso v'nizra zora, she'll become pure, she will be pure, and she will have children.